Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another segment of Synapses Sounds. Synapses Sounds. So today we're going to go over the fourth song in May. It's called Certain. So this song is pretty old. Once again, it's late 2018, even maybe mid 2018. Because I remember sending this to a friend, and he was very receptive of it. He said this is some of the best stuff that I've heard from 280 and I at the time, and that was probably around that time. It was 2018, 2019, maybe not even. The cover is a picture of the sky and a lake, like a little pond off of one of my friends where he lives, his property in Virginia, back in the backwoods. But I flipped it upside down, and it kind of looks like a mountain or, you know, something different. Yeah, it's a cool picture. It's a cool picture. It's just what half of these covers are. It's just cool pictures that I took. I think that's pretty cool. I guess we can get into the lyrics, yeah? It's pretty easy song. Again, pretty simple song. A minute and 45 this time instead of a minute and a half for last song. The hook: I've been feeling certain. I've been feeling I belong on stage. Open up the curtains. I've been feeling worthy. I need to slow down, realize we are only earthlings, right? We can only do so much in our life and within our power, our physical being. There's a lot more to life than this physical being, but we are only earthlings. Unfortunately, first verse, it's not even a verse, it's like three lines. I need to prove myself, right? Feels like I haven't done shit to improve myself at the time, felt that way. Still in these last 6 months, it's kind of been stagnant, but that's okay, right? Can't force anything. I don't help my mental health. Writing in the dark, I can see a spark. And then back into the hook, been feeling certain. I've been feeling I belong on stage, opening up the curtains. Need to slow down, realize we are only earthlings. So it's like a bridge in between the second hook and the second verse. Paper chasing. Why you hating? I articulate with God and Satan. I don't talk to Satan, but I think it's implied that if you do believe in a God, you believe in a Satan. And the back and forth is forever. So, second verse. Only grandma, my mama, and nanny got my location. Nanny's my sister. It feels like I'm in another dimension, kind of archaic, you know, older, because I write every word down, really think about it. I stopped for a while. Colorblind was the product. So, just talked about that. Even with the RP Pop Smoke, It was a time I stopped writing things down and just said it, right? Just said it. I was punching in freestyle, but not like one take. It was like I thought about it, stopped, listened to it, thought about it, listened to it, recorded it, re-recorded it, next line, right? Punching in is what we call that. Made colorblind. It's like I'm cooking crack with these words, fast to sonic. Even though I'm not really rapping very fast in this song at all. I guess I've been bored. You could call me Dennis Rodman, like Dennis Rodman, getting rebounds, a lot of rebounds. So bored, that's why I say that. Compare me to Drake, no, I ain't joshing. Can't let no women in, all these Megans in my pocket. So that line, I was making a Drake and Josh joke with the Megans in my pocket because she's a nuisance. And I was alluding to the women taking my money. Again, wrote this in like 2020, something like that. 2019, really old. But yeah, I've been feeling certain. So that's why I wrote it. Thank you for watching, as always. I appreciate it. And I'll see you when I see you.